Acquisition forecast, or oversight rather, by agency inspectors general, the Government Accountability Office, and Congress might have muted a lot of innovation by contracting officers. A new survey by the Professional Services Council and Grant Thornton finds most respondents believe oversight is more focused on reporting, not on fixing the problems. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joining us now live with details on what contracting officers are saying about this and the other challenges that they face. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Now, we've seen an increase in oversight by IGs and lawmakers and GAO just over the past 5 years. Why is this coming out now?
I think there's a couple of reasons why this issue has risen to the top now. First of all, I think it takes time for agencies to begin feeling that impact of the oversight. It's not that the oversight wasn't there previously. It's the fact is it's just more intense, it's more directed, and I think like anything else, things get ramped up, and then people start seeing that impact down the road. And I think that's what this survey is showing, that the impact is being felt now more than ever. Lou Crenshaw is a principal with Grant Thornton and a retired vice admiral for the Navy.
This is a very difficult process, and it's a complex balance between the desire to be transparent and the desire to have outcomes. And those two are not necessarily mutually exclusive, but they certainly are in conflict with one another. A couple of examples. A lot of the people thought that there were too much focus on compliance and after-the-fact things, a lot of IGs, a lot of inspectors coming in after the fact, and not enough focus on upfront piece and on the outcomes. A lot of investments were put into the oversight responsibilities, but there weren't the corresponding plus-ups in the actual management responsibilities down there where it was felt that those dollars would be well spent as well. So, as you get this focus on compliance, there's less and less focus on what the actual outputs were and just did you meet the letter of the law.
Now, Crenshaw is a principal with Grant Thornton. He was part of this survey that the Professional Services Council did. They also found that 86% of the respondents say funding for IGs and oversight has increased, but at the same time, funding for administering contracts has not gone up. So here we go, more people doing oversight, less money to actually make sure the contracts are going in the right direction. And in turn, respondents say the volume of rules is crushing. Employees are weighing risks to themselves personally, meaning that they are not taking risks because they don't think they have any what they call top cover, you know, senior leadership support. And if they do make a mistake, it could cost them their job, or they have to go in front of Congress and explain themselves, or IGs, and all that is a personal, very personal thing. There's also, they say, there's no time for innovation because there's no time for judgment. And again, going back to that support, if they're so far in front that they're not getting that support to say, okay, yes, make a mistake, it's okay. Now, I think what this shows is that there's a lot of angst among contracting officers who were interviewed for this survey. They don't want to be wrong, and then the idea of this lack of risk-taking snowballs through the entire acquisition process. Real quick, this is the fifth time PSC and Grant Thornton has conducted this survey. They interviewed 33 federal officials from civilian DOD, DHS agencies, as well as the Capitol Hill on the status of contracting across the government. And this is not just, you know, fill out a couple questions and move on. They spent about an hour interviewing each of these people over a four-month period. They had thousands of pages of notes, I was told.
Yeah, it sounds like OMB loves our procurement staffs just a little bit too much. Now, the Obama administration has spent a lot of time trying to fix the acquisition system. Is this part of the problem or part of the answer, Jason?
I think there's a little bit of both there. The survey credits OMB for taking really some measured steps to fix some of the major acquisition problems. But it also blames OMB because they haven't done a good enough job on what they're calling perception issues. Alan Shavakian is the executive vice president of the Professional Services Council.
Over two-thirds of the survey participants didn't believe that some of the present OMB guidance was clear and actionable. And even if it was, almost 80% said that they lacked the resources to fully implement it. And so here again, part of it is resources for certain, part of it is communications. In a different context, in part, as Lou said, the perception that some of the policy pronouncements are trying to adopt a one-size-fits-all or clear political policy direction when at the front line the goal is mission implementation, getting the job done, not trying to check the box on particular political proclamations.
Now, what Mr. Shavakian is talking about is not new. We've heard this many times. OMB sends guidance. People in the field go, I don't have any money to put into this. But what's very interesting is Stan Soloway is the president of PSC, and he adds that the policy is not really that radically different than what's in the federal acquisition regulations. But what contracting officers believe is they have to meet a certain administration objective, because certain high-level people, let's say President Obama, talks about don't use high-risk contracts like time and materials, or other very high-ranking officials are talking so much about it. Soloway points to one conversation he had with a DOD official recently who was buying some emerging technology research and development work, and they wanted to use a time and materials contract. And instead of just saying, okay, I have 30 years of experience, here's what I'm going to do, they had to write a 5-page justification. Now, one could argue, well, you should have to write a 5-page justification. You shouldn't just do it. But what Soloway says this is doing is that the perception of the rule, meaning you have to use a certain type of contract, goes too far. Instead of saying, I'm going to use my best judgment based on my experience, and yes, I should have to justify everything, but 5 pages is a little bit much. Soloway said one area where this is actually not a huge issue was with the Recovery Act, where policy and resources were plentiful and both combined for a success.
We correlate that to other elements of acquisition, which is a lot of folks who are in the acquisition business, being in the private sector or public sector. Most of the reports from GAO, the Special Inspectors General for Iraq and Afghanistan and others, continually point to upfront planning, resourcing, and capabilities as the number one key to acquisition outcome success. And what we see in this survey is an example of where those resources were made available in many cases under the stimulus. And, in fact, we got relatively good outcomes from the perspective of well-done acquisitions, well-managed, and as was recently reported by the Inspector General, very, very few cases of fraud or abuse. In fact, very little fraud or abuse. What happened in many agencies, anecdotally we know, is as the stimulus requirements came down, resources were shifted to manage those requirements because of both their size and their visibility.
Now, Soloway calls this the superstar syndrome, where agencies are taking the best of the best and putting them on the Recovery Act work because of just the profile of it. Now, obviously, when that happens, they're going to get great acquisitions because these are the best people. And you can't do that every time. But what I think it does show, and I think Soloway and Shavak and others point out, is that when you do that upfront resources, upfront planning, and the back-end resources, things work out much better than if you only do one side of the equation.
There had to be some other issues, though, that were important to acquisition workers. Are there others that came up at the top of their list?
Oh, absolutely. There's tons, as you can imagine. And the first one is obviously acquisition workforce. The idea of insourcing and inherently governmental functions was big, as well as bid protests and conflict of interest issues. All of them kind of work together. Soloway says the bid protests and conflict of interest issues are some of the most interesting findings. He says there's a lot of concern about bid protests, so agencies are almost shutting down the debriefing process. Now, this is not to say they're stopping, they're not doing it, but the information flow is really tapped out, it's really stopped. In fact, Grant Thornton's Crenshaw says he took part in a recent debriefing for a bid that Grant Thornton lost, and the government official wouldn't tell him anything. He just said, well, we made a decision on best value. And he goes, right, but why? Well, because, I really don't want to get into that. We feel that best value. And Crenshaw says, well, do I protest just to find out what I did wrong? And Soloway says that's really a common theme among his member companies at PSC. The goal is for both government and industry to get better, but if government officials are so concerned that they're going to tell a vendor something and then they'll get protested, they're going to provide very little information. Soloway actually goes back to the 1990s and says during the beginnings of this kind of communication improvement that was happening between vendors and government officials, the IRS actually told their federal contracting officers to tell vendors anything that they would find out anyways during a discovery phase of a lawsuit. He says that's exactly the way it should go. And in fact, Soloway also points to DOD Secretary Bill Lynn wrote a memo in June reminding DOD acquisition workers that, yes, you can communicate with vendors as much as possible. Don't hold back. And Soloway says he'd love to see that memo expanded government-wide to remind the civilian agencies that communication actually will make everybody better.
All right, Jason, it sounds like this is really going to drop something of a bombshell, I think, on the way the OMB is going. What are they going to do next with this report? Does it go to the top officials of the administration?
Well, that's the thing. It's a very interesting question that kind of came out during the press conference. They just put it out there. You know, they send it to people, but they don't really have an agenda. At least that's what Soloway says, that we're just putting the information out there. We want people to understand. He said he'd like to see a couple things happen. Obviously, this Bill Lynn memo go wider. He'd like to see refocus on, for instance, the idea of training around acquisition workforce. And then he'd also says he'd like to see a few other areas kind of really get some focused on the upfront of acquisition planning, because those are the areas where things happen.